book of Revelations for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, November 14th, 2018, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast, coming to you from Streams in the Desert Live's home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is The Lord God Says Things Are Not Always As They Appear. But before we get started, let us pray. Father God, we humbly come before your throne this day. Lord God, we bow down spiritually speaking. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. We ask that the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit be with us, guide us, lead us through every word that is spoken here today, that it would be in your will and for your purpose and your purpose alone, Lord God, to point all upon the face of this planet in the direction of your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they may be ready, watching and waiting and praying for the imminent return of your Son, your one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, in his soon appearing in and at the rapture. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we ask that Holy Spirit, you have your way in this day. Do that which you have prepared and ordained for this hour. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my place upon the cross of Calvary that I may have eternal life if I continue to walk in the straight and narrow path that you have provided, not looking to the left or right, but keeping my eyes steadfast upon you, walking in the power, working and anointing of our Father in heaven's Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take it away. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast. As we open the show for today, I must first say that what you are about to hear is in part the sharing of an answer to a prayer that I prayed during the midterm elections just past concerning a word from the Lord God that I brought to you on the show of October 24th, 2018. This word from the Lord God was given to a man named Byron Cyril, and the reason that I was praying about this particular word from the Lord was because even though I heard the Holy Spirit loud and clear instructing me to share it as part of the October 24th, 2018 show, just after bringing it, I began hearing of people in certain circles stating that the Lord God, by way of someone who I was not even given the name of, had received a word from the Lord that had said that a red tsunami would be the outcome of the November 6, 2018 midterm election. As I, by way of the social media grapevine, of course, heard about this word, that had prophesied a red tsunami outcome concerning the upcoming midterm elections a day or so before the elections took place. Upon the hearing of it, I was immediately taken back to the word that I had presented on my show, given to Mr. Byron Searles by the Holy Spirit, of which was titled The Last Straw. In light of the title given to that word from the Lord God, I was as well directed by the Lord to title my October 24th, 2018 show, The Lord God Says This Is the Last Straw. Suddenly, out of nowhere, I began to hear the voice of Satan. Yes, you heard me right. I said Satan, saying, "Oh, great. Now when there's no red tsunami, everyone is going to lump you in with the false prophets because you used that word on your show. Then everyone will know not to trust you." My friends, for a brief moment, as I was caught up in this Satan-inspired word melee, I told a couple of my confidants, "Wow, I hope this election does produce a red tsunami or I'm in trouble because I don't want to get labeled as a false prophet because I used someone else's so-called word from the Lord and it wasn't." Of which I must humbly add, my friends, that the Lord God has never allowed me to ever do so or be part of. And I didn't want to begin now. Praise the Lord. I had also heard that the blue team, knowing what I know now, inspired by Satan, I'm sure, also was predicting a blue wave, which only proved to make me feel even more like I was sitting on pins and needles in the waiting for the outcome of the election numbers. But on the other hand, I was confident that the Lord God is in control, still on the throne, and would prevail. Then election day arrived right on time, last Tuesday, November 6, 2018, where everyone was glued to the television to see just what would happen. Then seemingly to the natural eye, neither a red nor a blue wave appeared. And as I sat pondering the situation at hand and talking to the Lord about it, as well, my friends, as talking it over with my husband, Pastor Tom, telling him that I didn't want to lose the trust of my worldwide audience over a word given to someone else that was not of the Lord, in reply, something he said brought the small, still voice of the Lord God's Holy Spirit to me, saying, quote, "Remember, as I have told you before, things are not always as they appear." Then, my friends, let us fast forward to last evening when I was preparing for today's show and came across an article titled, of which I will share with you in just a few moments. But first, I would just like to put all the pieces in place so that as this story moves forward, it will make complete and perfect sense. So that after I have reshared Mr. Searles' word from the Lord God with you, titled The Last Straw, as given to him by the Lord God's Holy Spirit, that you may once again see just how much more sense it now makes here today, a week after the election, and just before I go on to share the other title that I mentioned that I would. That the Lord God had me to find last evening while preparing for today's show that helps us put all the puzzle pieces together in the proper fashion. With that said, here is Mr. Byron Searles' word from the Lord as given to him by the Holy Spirit of the one and only true and living God, of which there again is titled The Last Straw. The Lord God had Mr. Cyril to open this word with a very timely set of scriptures as given to Jeremiah the prophet, of which are as follows. Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken or listen unto thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 27 and 28. Then Mr. Cyril is given these words from the mouth of the Lord God to be penned that the ears of all mankind may hear what the Spirit of the Lord God is saying to his church here at 11:59 and split seconds just before the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one and only Savior of the world and is at the same time the one and only begotten Son of the one and only true and living God, of whom begins by stating, my son, this is the last straw. For I have had my prophets and watchmen, my seers and dreamers, my daughters of wisdom, and my men of knowledge scream out my warnings and judgments, but my people are so arrogant, says the Lord God, they refuse to hear the truth and choose not to have their houses in order. My people are so carnal, says the Lord. They think to get their houses in order that they need to stock up on supplies. The house I speak of is the heart. You may have underground shelter. It may be stocked with years of food, however, says the Lord. If your heart has not stopped being carnal, you will perish for all eternity. My son, continue to warn my people while there is time. This is the last straw. I tell you now that red will overtake blue, and the people of the nation will demand martial law. Chaos and violence will be as never seen before, and people will be in fear even to leave their homes. My people are not ready for what is about to strike. They have been lulled to sleep by the lying king. Now, my friends, my note, as directed by the Lord on this matter, says that some perceive that the lying king is in reference to President Trump. But the Lord God says that it goes much deeper than that. For the lying king has been, is, and always will be the father and king, so to speak, of lies, and his name is Satan. In this prophetic word, the Lord continues by stating, my son, during this time, churches will be invaded by those with reprobate minds and kill many during worship. I say, have your houses in order. My people, please listen to my true watchmen and prophets, not those who shout about peace, prosperity, and blessings. Pastor Dana's note, once again, as from the Lord, says this. When I looked, my friends, upon these words, peace, prosperity, and blessing, the Lord God lovingly reminded me to tell all that they are inherently belonging to those who faithfully serve his one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord and only Savior, Jesus Christ, and are a benefit unto his children in doing so. As this prophetic word from the Lord God continues, the Holy Spirit says, hear the word of the Lord, death and persecution is coming to this nation. Men will go insane and rampant bloodshed will cover the land. The economy will collapse and not rise up again until the evil one in regards to Satan's Antichrist beast, my friends, is in control of all things. It's time to listen up, my friends. The Lord says, my son, the West Coast is loaded and the hammer is back. When did I give this word? October 24th, 2018. My son, the West Coast is loaded and the hammer is back. I have my finger on the trigger and it's a hair trigger. I have warned for many years. The time is now here. This king will divide my land and I will divide his. This is the last straw. Who is the king? The king is Satan, my friends. The Lord goes on to say, I say now for those of you who doubt, repent now. Turn from your evil ways and I, the Lord God, says, I will forgive. This servant, he says, is just one of many that I have chosen to shout repentance. Heed the true voices, says the Lord. Stay in my word. Stay in prayer. Seek me that I may comfort you in the days ahead. I love you and I am coming soon. Amen. Messiah Jesus. Okay, now, my friends, just in case you did not catch the line that was most distressing to me, that is until the Lord God set me back upon my feet again, spiritually speaking, was this, quote, I tell you now that red will overtake blue. Then came last evening when I was directed by the Lord God to the title that I said that I would be sharing with you in just a few moments. Oh, and just before we move into that title, did I mention that many things have taken place over the past 7 days since the election that the Lord God has used to give me a peek into just what he really meant by the phrase, quote, I tell you now that red will overtake blue. A couple of things to remember going into this next piece are, first, the Lord God says that things are not always as they appear. Second, I do not have trust, spiritually speaking, in the man spoken of in this particular article. Nor does the writer, Mr. Snyder, as you will see moving forward. And just for the record, I have no part in the things of this man's ministry, nor in the ministries of the other so-called spiritual leaders mentioned herein. This piece is only being used as an example as to how the Lord God can even use a donkey to convey his message if he so chooses to do so. My friends, please remember the words of the Lord, which are that things are not always as they appear. With that said, our next piece is dated November 7th, 2018, and was written by Mr. Michael T. Snyder, author of The Most Important News, dated mostimportantnewsmyfriends.com, dated November 7th, 2018, and is titled Mark Taylor Prophesied That There Would Be a Red Tsunami. Mark Taylor was wrong, and Mark Taylor is a false prophet. So there you have it. There you have it, my friends. Mark Taylor, among others, are responsible for starting the whole red tsunami scenario. Now, continuing on, my friends, with Mr. Snyder's article, of which Mr. Snyder thusly begins by stating, the truth about Mark Taylor has finally been exposed. Over the past 2 years, fireman prophet Mark Taylor has been catapulted to international fame for supposedly prophesying that Donald Trump would become president. And once Trump actually won, millions of people were convinced that Taylor had actually gotten a message from God. Mr. Snyder then goes on to share that a book was quickly published and a major movie about his prophecy has just been released. But Taylor's prophetic word was actually a failed prophecy that Trump would become president in 2012. By Taylor's own admission, says Mr. Snyder, who goes on to say he thought that he had truly missed it. And even though he had no previous track record of prophetic accuracy, he was able to recycle his failed prophecy for 2016 election. And he got incredibly lucky. But luck always runs out for false prophets because they get greedy, says Mr. Snyder. Just before going on to say, prior to the 2018 midterm elections, Taylor decided to go for it again. And this time he told everyone that the Lord was showing him a red tsunami was coming. Mr. Snyder then goes on to state that CBN News spoke with Mark Taylor, author of the popular book, The Trump Prophecies, about the prophetic outlook surrounding these elections. Quote, go back to 2016, to the presidential election. All the fake news, the pundits, and the polls were all wrong, as we found out, Taylor said. It was just the exact opposite of what they were saying. So the same thing's going to happen here. Then there will be no blue wave. A lot of people are talking about a red wave, but it's actually going to be a red tsunami. This is what the Lord is showing me, he continued. Mr. Snyder then says, obviously, there is no red tsunami. And so that leads us to a couple of inexcusable conclusions. Number one, says Mr. Snyder, Mark Taylor was wrong. Mr. Snyder then goes on to say, number two, Mark Taylor is a false prophet. And Mark Taylor is not the only one, he says. So, my friends, in that case, let's just begin with Mark Taylor, who is a highly sought-after speaker and is as well highly regarded by the so-called Trump conservative evangelical movement, of which includes the likes of CBN, Liberty University, and even includes TV evangelist Jim Baker, among a string of many others across denominationally blurred lines, I would imagine. What I am getting at here is that the people of today who call themselves evangelicals, such as those continuously referred to as the Trump conservative evangelical movement, are the very same who do not even believe in the modern day use of the spiritual gifts of the one and only true and living God's Holy Spirit, of which prophecy is one, and is outlined in the very word of God found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 1, and goes on to name the gifts of the Holy Spirit as seen beginning in verse 8, where it is said, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit to another faith, by the same Spirit to another the gifts of healing, by the same Spirit, all in regards to the Holy Spirit, my friends, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse or different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. All of which after prophecy, my friends, including but not limited to the last two gifts mentioned regarding speaking in tongues and the interpretation of tongues, set the so-called evangelicals world on fire. Yep, those two truths are right up there in setting on fire of their world when it comes to things like telling them that the Bible states that we who are alive and remain after the rising of the dead in the Lord Jesus Christ will be raptured, but not after the time of the great tribulation at Jesus' second coming, my friends, but before both of them. For those who belong to the Lord God by way of a personal relationship with his one and only begotten Son, who, there again, is none other than Jesus Christ, are not subject to the outpouring of God's wrath. So says the Word of God. Next, Mr. Snyder, continuing on in his totally appropriate tirade against false prophets, informs us that someone who I had never even heard of, named Charlie Shemp, in Mr. Snyder's own words, is another false prophet that prophesied that a red tsunami was coming. Now, my friends, the reason Mr. Snyder makes this seemingly harsh statement is because if you look into the background of Mr. Shemp and his ministry, you will find that he is aligned with and endorsed by those who run in the circles of what has become known as the Kansas City Prophets, which is just another name for the NAR, which is an acronym for what is called the New Apostolic Reformation, who believe, among other things, that they are to set up the kingdom of God on earth, and then Jesus will come to rule it. Need I say more? Of which I most certainly could and have in other shows. Moving ahead, Mr. Snyder continues his piece by printing the spoken words of Mr. Shemp, of which are as follows. Quote, I again looked and saw a massive red tsunami wave coming to America. Suddenly it crashed against the shores and covered the nation. I thought, no, does this mean disaster will come? I heard the Lord say, I will come to America with here's another buzzword, my friends, with a wave of revival. We've talked about these revivals in our shows not too long ago. This will be here's another buzzword, third wave. These are not words used in the Christian circle, my friends. These are the words used in the counterfeit Christian circles. The third wave, and I will will crash against the shores so intensely that the nation will awake to righteousness again. I will cover this nation with my blood. Cities will experience the salvation of my hand. I will empower, another buzzword that is not readily used in the Christian world. I will empower my church to preach the message of the cross, and multitudes will run to altars on street corners and stadiums as I cover the nation with the blood of my Son from sea to shining sea. Interestingly, though, my friends, in all that he presents, you never hear him once say the name of the one and only true and living God's one and only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ. My friends, we must surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and seek the Lord God for the indwelling power, working, and anointing of his Holy Spirit so that we may walk in the gifting of his Holy Spirit, discernment being one of the gifts. Because if you are walking in God's Holy Spirit, these types of things will immediately send up a red flag. For there, my friends, is power in the name, word, and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord God in his word, in many places, declares it to be so. Now, back to the words of Mr. Shemp. Quote, the Lord spoke to me again as a sure sign of these things coming to pass. There will be a wave of conservatives elected during the midterm election in November 2018. It will be breaking news. Now, that phrase rings a bell for me, my friends, and maybe we'll get to that later. They will carry the House and the Senate. And I will uproot, replant, and rebuild the nation. I will tie the three branches of government together, for a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. I will no longer allow your president to stand on his own. Even now, I have called others to come alongside and help bring the nation back from the dead, and they will take their seats in the coming days. Once again, my friends, if you notice, he uses a variation of a biblical phrase associated with God's Holy Spirit, but does not bother to mention that the triple braided cord that is not easily broken, in his words, is in reference to God's Holy Spirit. From here, Mr. Snyder picks up by stating, when people say that the Lord told them something, when the Lord didn't tell them anything, they are bringing shame on the Christian faith, and they are discrediting, he says, men and women that really do hear from the Lord. He further states, you just can't make something up and say that it was from the Lord. The truth is that these false prophets are delusional. And this is a point that, he says, Lance Walnut, as I like to call him, is making very strongly, says Mr. Snyder. My friends, just before we hear the voicing of another so-called conservative evangelical and self-help speaker and entrepreneur, I would just like to say that I 100% do agree with the fact that false prophets do hinder those who are really sent by the Lord God. But at the same time, I must point out that what Mr. Snyder has just described, and in whom you now see him putting his trust in, all operate in the ways of Satan, who is a master deceiver and destroyer. Now, for that word of Mr. Walnow, or Walnut, whatever you prefer, just after Mr. Snyder's short introduction, in which he states, America ran purple after the midterm elections when the vote was split narrowly down the middle between the Republicans and the Democrats. And spirit-filled entrepreneur and conservative commentator Lance Walnow says he knows why, says Mr. Snyder. Quote, there was no blue wave and there was no red wave, which may have shocked some believers. The prophets who prophesied red waves are delusional, Wall now says. They're listening to Q droppings. They're delirious. Mr. Snyder then says, over the past 2 years, Mark Taylor has been endlessly promoted by Christian and conservative media outlets. But I, he says, never endorsed him in any way, shape, or form because I knew that he was as fake as a $3 bill. Now we have the undeniable evidence, he says, that he is a false prophet. And he needs to publicly repent for what he has done. My friends, I told you three things at the beginning of this broadcast, which are number one, I would never want to be considered with the false prophets here at 11:59 in split seconds, just before the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only Savior of mankind, who is the one and only begotten Son of the one and only true and living God. Number two, I told you that I have nothing to do with Mr. Taylor and his ministry. My friends, I presented the fact that I have nothing to do with the other men or their ministries mentioned in this piece just shared. But I also told you that the Lord is able to use even a donkey to convey his message if he so chooses to do so. And on that brisk note, I will be right back to finish sharing with you just what I mean by that statement and some of the surprising things that are in store for the people and nation of America, all because the Lord God says that things are not always as they appear.
We will all realize that he loves.
Okay, my friends, when will the world see that we need Jesus? I hope it's not 1 minute after they take their last breath and find themselves in the lake of fire for all eternity. Well, first they go to hell and then the lake of fire. Let's be technically correct. Okay, my friends, now what I would like to share with you is this. In essence, the two that spoke of a red tsunami and Mr. Cyril's, whose word was from the Lord God, stated, the red will overtake the blue, said the same thing. How, you say? Well, simple. A tsunami holds the power to overtake something and bring about, my friends, the same outcome. Of what I believe in this case is that the Lord God is truly orchestrating behind the scenes that will in the end amount to just what has been said by all of the men mentioned. For there are things going on right now behind the scenes that will in the very near future cause the nation of America to be overtaken by a red tsunami, or the red overtaking the blue. And for the time being, that is all I am at liberty to say. And even if I am never given another word to share on the matter at hand, what the Lord God is about to bring forth will speak loud and clear. We must still know that He is God. My friends, we must be still and know that God is in control. And He's in control of all things that further His plan to bring this current world to its knees and shortly to an end as we have known it. As for Mr. Lance Wallnau, he is not a mouthpiece of God, but as I stated in the beginning, of which is he is a mouthpiece for the so-called conservative evangelical movement, self-help book writer, speaker, secular and business commentator, and entrepreneur. And to know that, my friends, all you have to do is go to his website and see those very same types of words. He is not a preacher. He said that all these people were delusional. Well, their belief backgrounds are delusional, but the Lord can even use a donkey to convey his message when no one else is available. My friends, before the election, he made in regards to Mr. Lance Wallnau, he is the person who before the election made his own shock video talking about how this election was a referendum against Trump and the Christian way of life. Well, my friends, we know that living in this world is against the way of Christian life already. And our trust can be nowhere but in the hand of God. And the only way we can have our trust in the hand of God is to receive His one and only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ, and then ask the Lord God to indwell us with His Holy Spirit, that we may operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, of the one and only true and living God. My friends, what I would really like to talk to you about today is something that most of the voices of today are not talking about, and is, in fact, that our time upon this earth, as we have known it, is very short. Soon and very soon, my friends, the Lord Jesus Christ will appear in what is called the rapture to whisk away all those who belong to him at his appearing. My friends, just before the close of this broadcast today, I would at this time like to share with you another word from the Lord God as given to Mr. Byron Cyril, dated November 9th, 2018, titled, Fear Me. Of which the Lord God has Mr. Cyril open with the words found in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, of which the Lord God begins by stating, quote, I said, surely thou will fear me. Thou will receive instruction so their dwellings should not be cut off. What's happening in California right now, my friends? The houses of the rich and famous are all going up in smoke. The Lord says, however, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, says the Lord God, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, unto the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms of this world, my friends, to pour upon them mine, he says, indignation. Then my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. The jealousy comes from serving false gods. The jealousy comes from speaking against his one and only begotten Son, who is the Lord and only Savior of all mankind, and his name is Jesus Christ. The jealousy comes from those who mock God and his Son and his Spirit, my friends. Mr. Cyril then begins the word of the prophecy of the Lord God when he opens his mouth and says, my son, my people do not fear me. They talk and say it, but in their hearts there is no fear. Not the fear of man, but the fear of the holy and righteous and jealous God. My people believe that I can't get angry today, that all my anger was in the past. It is true, I am a God of love, for I am love, says the Lord God. But I am also just, and sinful man will fear my anger. You say, but Lord, why would you want to bring judgment that may kill your people? That's not very loving. And many people do say that today, my friends. But here is what the Lord God's reply is. My people know neither my word nor me. If they did, they would know. I bring my judgments out of love to bring them back to me. Many people will not accept the fact that everything that is going to happen has already been foretold and shouted out loud. Great earthquakes are coming, great storms with mighty waves, stars falling from heaven, great wars with many deaths, incurable plagues. These are but a few of my judgments, says the Almighty. Am I, he says, a gloom and doom, or a loving God trying to prepare you for what's coming? My son, the problem is there is no fear. My people do not believe the prophets I have sent, and the people believe they have plenty of time, perhaps many years, even a generation. But I say to you, time has run out, and soon you will fear me. Out of that fear will come repentance and true revival. And true revival. Do you hear that, my friends? It is coming, says the Lord. It's not here right now. My people will awake up, he says. My people will wake up. It will be very hard, and many will perish. Meaning, in the end of all things, they will find themselves in the lake of fire, my friends, because they did not fear the Lord God and obey him. The Lord God says, this fear is not the evil fear that scares you, but this fear is likened unto your father correcting you. It hurts for a short while, but forgiveness and respect always follow. My son, I ask my people now to repent and turn from your evil ways. Seek my heart, and I will forgive you. Prepare yourself and your families, for my judgments are now falling. Demonic activity has increased, as I said that it was going to. Put on my armor every day to protect yourself and stay in my word. Believe not every voice that you hear. Believe not every voice you hear, but pray for discernment and guidance. All the words I proclaim are in my word. I am coming soon. I love you. Amen. Messiah Jesus. My friends, the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Today, my friends, is the day of salvation, says the Lord God in his word. My friends, it is high time and way past time to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent. In other words, confess your sin to the Lord Jesus Christ and give him your heart. Then seek the Lord God for the indwelling power, working, and anointing of his Holy Spirit, that he may be your comfort in the dark days that lie just ahead, and to wait for the Lord. And to the Lord, we are to listen to his commandment, and we are to obey what he commands us to do in his word, which is to put on the whole armor of God each and every day. And these words are found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, where it begins by Paul saying, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, the power of his Holy Spirit, my friends. Put on the whole armor of God, spiritually speaking, my friends, for those that don't get it, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded with about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, or right living in the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, and your feet shod with the preparation, or covered with the gospel of peace, which is the word of God, my friend. Above all, the word of God says, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, which is your way of escape from the wrath of God, my friends, by the blood that Jesus Christ shed upon the cross of Calvary, if you will accept. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. My friends, in John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, Jesus gives us these words: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Who is he? He is Jesus Christ. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, says the Lord Jesus. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him, who is he? Jesus Christ, is not condemned, says the word of God. But he that believeth not is condemned already, says the same word of God, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What is his name? His name is the name above all names, and is the name by which all men must be saved by, my friends, and his name is Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 3, verses 20 through 22, for this very reason, Jesus gives you this very day and hour in 2018, this invitation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's the door of your heart, my friends. If any man, Jesus said, hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. He says, to those that overcome, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, which means power, my friends, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne, or power, my friends. Jesus said, he that has an ear, which means he who can hear in the Spirit, my friends, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. My friends, if you today would like to answer the call of salvation so that you'll be ready, watching, and waiting, and praying for the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's when you're driving down the road and the flames are all coming up all around you and you do not get out, or you take your last breath in another way, or the Lord Jesus Christ appears in the eastern skies, and in a twinkling of an eye, all that are going with him are gone. My friends, if you would like to answer the call of salvation, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, was written for all mankind for that very occasion. And it says that if thou, meaning you, shall confess with thy or your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, I like to say right living in Jesus Christ, and the word of God goes on to say, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever, says the word of God, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is God's name? Jesus Christ, my friends. Today is the day of salvation. I want to pray real quick. I don't get to do this as often as I'd like to, and I plan on doing it more and more as the Lord allows me to, which is his first command, that today I'm praying for you that, and with you, that you will receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, as we come to the close of this show for today, I pray that each and every person will take this time to feel the prick of your Holy Spirit in their heart, knowing that they are a sinner in need of a Savior, that they would ask your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, to forgive them of their sins and to come into their hearts and to be their only way of escape and salvation from the wrath that is soon to be poured out by you, Father God, upon the face of this earth, on the ungodly and the godless. And seek you, Lord God, for the indwelling power, working, anointing of your Holy Spirit, that they may not be duped by the false prophets of this hour, and that they will be ready, watching and waiting and praying for your, Lord Jesus, imminent return in the rapture. And I ask it all in Jesus' precious and holy name. And with that said, my friends, it's a wrap. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you his true peace, or shalom. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?